Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Chapin. For the final episode of the year, I typically do Dynasty thoughts, but I'm sort of going to mix that and really lean more on 2026 values in redraft leagues, but mostly focus on younger players, so should be able to help with both. I won't be too detailed here, but I think this is still one of the more valuable episodes we'll have because it's basically trying to identify future stars before they break out, which I'm confident Wolf Sports does better than anyone. But you can find our full dynasty rankings on wolfsports.com and obviously redraft rankings when they're released. So starting at quarterback, I'll mention him again because he's still undervalued, but Bo Nix we have as our overall QB4 in dynasty leagues. I'm sure he'll be a top half QB1 in our redraft rankings next year, but still plenty of haters out there, so you could probably get him at a discount, and Denver should upgrade the supporting cast this offseason. The other big name to mention here, and it might take time, but Jalen Milroe, if he finds his way into a starting job next year, would probably be an immediate QB1. He was our top prospect in the 2025 class, and with the 2026 quarterback class not looking great, I would think there's at least a chance the Seahawks, being happy with Sam Darnold, would trade Milroe to another team that sees his potential. Maybe that's an optimistic view with how poorly teams do evaluating the position, but I would think Miami, Arizona in the division, but they'll need a new quarterback. The Raiders, I think, would be the perfect fit. They should have drafted him last year. Maybe even Baltimore if Lamar Jackson is traded. So I think there are some options out there for Milroe, and now is the time to invest in him in dynasty leagues, and I have some hope he'll get a shot in 2026. And then Malik Willis, I think, played his way into a starting job. The same team as mentioned could be options for him, and this is in a situation where, like Matt Flynn in the past, a small sample size causes a quarterback to get overrated in the offseason. Willis has been great dating back to last year when starting for Green Bay, so we have him as a top 100 dynasty player, and based on his dual threat ability, he can have legitimate QB1 potential in redraft leagues next year if he lands in a good spot as a starter. At running back, Quinshon Judkins should be one of the best values next year. People might be worried about the offense and him coming off a serious injury, but he showed superstar flashes as a rookie. We have him as the overall RB4 in dynasty leagues, and getting the offensive line improved. Hopefully DeJuan Jones is healthy at tackle, will be a priority for Cleveland, so I'm confident Judkins would be one of our top values in redraft leagues. I guess we should mention Derrick Henry here, considering every year people say he'll fall off, and it never happens. In week 17, he showed his monster upside, especially in December where there's maybe not anyone you'd rather have than him. Remember, the Ravens signed him to an extension before the season, so he has plenty left in the tank, and I'm sure wherever the consensus has him ranked will be too low, and Henry will be well worth an early round pick in 2026. Largely at running back, there are values that could be had depending on landing spots, but the most important thing is to invest in talent, so things will change some when we see who goes where. But just forecasting here, I'll say that Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, if he ends up in Kansas City with the Chiefs picking in the top half of the first round, will probably immediately be a first round pick in all leagues. Kareem Hunt was a high-end RB1 to begin his career. I don't see why Love couldn't have the same success, and the Chiefs would probably lean more on the running game with Patrick Mahomes coming off the torn ACL, which I think he'll be back from in week one. But I know Ashton Jeanty was a disappointment this year, and maybe that could lead to Love being a value if he lands in Kansas City or another great situation. But the free agent class is pretty loaded too. Kenneth Walker, Travis Etienne, Rico Dowdle, Javonte Williams, maybe David Montgomery via trade. I think some backfield splits could break up and lead to more value for more players, so we'll see what happens this offseason. At wide receiver, I'll be quick and just say Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas Jr., Marvin Harrison Jr., and Emeka Ibuka should all be prime bounce back candidates next year. Thomas, I mentioned, potentially being traded earlier this season. I think keep an eye on the Bills there, but Harrison just needs to put things together. Ibuka would benefit if Mike Evans retires. McConkey, I think, needs the offensive line to be improved for LA, so down years for them should make them values, both in redraft and dynasty leagues. But the most exciting investment, who we have a bit higher than all four of them, would be Luther Burden. And unfortunately, his big game coming in the finale for fantasy leagues and Chris Collinsworth talking him up heavily might prevent him from being too much of a value. But Ben Johnson talked him up as much as possible after week 17 and said Jameson Williams even texted him with the two going to the same high school and saying they got a dog like him after he was drafted. So Burden becoming a Amon-Ra St. Brown level producer is certainly possible, and it will be interesting to see where he lands in consensus rankings over the summer. And finally at tight end, Dalton Kincaid looked to be on his way to a breakout this year, but simply couldn't stay healthy. That's been the issue with him, but it seems when on the field, Moore seemed to recognize that he's a superstar level pass catcher. So I think based on the injuries, he could be a home run value next year if he can finally stay healthy. And then three names I've mentioned a lot and should still be values next year. Harold Fannin Jr. obviously will now be a centerpiece in Cleveland. Kyle Pitts, who could sign elsewhere as a free agent. I'd look at Denver as a great landing spot for him. And Isaiah Likely, also a free agent, with Mark Andrews re-signing with Baltimore, could be headed elsewhere and probably someplace where he'd be the unquestioned top tight end. And the foot injury impacted him this season, but he has plenty of talent and should be a value next year and could even get a hefty long-term deal based on his potential. So that will conclude this episode. Thank you for listening all season. If you're still playing for a championship in Week 18, our rankings will be updated all weekend. And if you're a Fantasy Consigliere member, we'd be happy to answer any questions you have this week and throughout the offseason. Until next time, I'm Dylan Chapin, and this was the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast.